is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
We're here at Versailles High School. We're ending up the JV game right now. It's in overtime, so we're going to play a few more commercials for you, and we'll be back to the start of the game here in just a couple of minutes.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at the Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul. That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer, in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Hills Camp squished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball. He is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Versailles tonight for the annual confrontation between Versailles from the Midwest Athletic Conference and Dark County, and Rushi from the Shelby County Athletic League and Shelby County. Two counties, two different conferences, yet the two schools are almost arm's length apart.
I saw a sign when I pulled in here that said 3 miles, Rushi.
And that's what I told you earlier this afternoon. I thought it was about three and a half miles. It's a road game for Rushi, not really a true away contest, because the stands here at Versailles are filled with orange and black and blue and gold. Versailles Tigers, the home team, Chuck, struggling here recently, having lost to Parkway last night, 62-51 on the road at Parkway. Rushi, 9-5, 5-4 in the Shelby County League. Big win for the Raiders last evening, 67-56 over Botkins, after having dropped two in a row to Fort Loramie in Anna. Head coach Dave Borchers pleased with this club's win over Botkins in the Shelby County League. Rushi's played everybody strong in league play this season, Chuck, except Fort Loramie.
Yeah, well, they played them strong. They just can't beat them.
Right.
They lost in double overtime to them, and they lost another one, what was about a six-point game.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're competitive. They got talent, not incredibly deep. They need the right people to shoot the basketball, and if they can get that done, the other night when we were there, Adam Dapor, who has not really shown a whole lot of offense, had a heck of a game for them against Anna the other night.
And last year it was a rout. Versailles won it behind Mr. Arnes, 20-point victory, although Rushi threw a serious scare into Versailles 2 years ago right here. It was a 55-54 game. Versailles Tigers, under third-year head coach Travis Swank, have been up and down this season. It's a club right now which is in a three-game tailspin, having lost at Parkway. Scott Ward of WTGR Radio was recollecting, couldn't remember a Parkway win over Versailles in high school basketball ever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's when you know things are kind of going south for you a little bit. They've had some injuries, but they've got Michael Stammen and they got Evan Eastan. Those two young men can play. They just need some help, and they had to move a freshman up in Ben Ruinkamp, a 6'1 freshman. So they're really kind of struggling to try to find some healthy bodies to be out there playing. I guess Nate Johnson's back. He got hurt in the Loramie game, but I guess he's back, but not really 100% at all.
We expect Daniel Kearns to battle Evan Heaston on the inside. Could be an interesting duel. Whoever wins that matchup might help lead his team to victory. Kearns has scored well against most everybody this year. He's been in double digits consistently. Has been in single digits in a few league games, i.e. Fort Loramie. But I think that's where this contest is decided. Michael Stammen can shoot it from three-point land. So can Mason Dapor for the Rushi Raiders. Those two young men will probably guard each other most of the night.
Well, I look at Evan Monier as a key. He is their best three-point shooter. If they can get him going tonight, Kearns is absolutely a key. This kid could average 20 points a game. They don't really use him in the offense kind of the way I would use them, but he's left-handed. He's got good moves around the basket. Is a good shooter from 15 feet in. You know, I would like to see him get a little more time. And then Jordan York, with possibly the worst form shot that I've ever seen. That makes them. Now, I've seen some bad shooters, and it looked like it on the release. He makes them. So I'm sure that's why they never tried to change his shot.
Right.
But, that kid is strong. He's a good three-point shooter, and he will rebound for you.
These two teams are not in the same league. So it's not a rivalry that matches Rushi-Fort Loramie in terms of intensity. I'm sure that Versailles has got hard-nosed rivalries with Marion Local, for example, which is physically pretty close to Versailles.
Right.
Obviously, St. Henry and Coldwater in the Midwest Athletic Conference, too. But these are neighbors, not necessarily real friendly neighbors. When they get on the hardwood at the same time, they know each other. The young men on each club know the guys on the other team. And the parents were a part of the rivalry years ago. But Versailles, Rushi, you can throw the records away because odd things happen. We've seen fantastic games between these two clubs. We've seen blowouts. We saw a game 4 or 5 years ago at Rushi, Chuck. It was absolutely jam-packed. You could not hear yourself think. Somebody could be right next to you, bellowing in your ear. You couldn't hear them. The band at Rushi was loud. The crowd was going crazy. And you know what? The game complemented everything else because it was played in the 70s, and I think it was a 3 or 4 point thriller right down to the last second. Both teams shot 58% of the night. May not have that kind of an affair here this evening, but I expect it is close.
Well, I think it's going to be hard fought. Both teams are going to make outstanding effort just for the reason you talked about.
Yep.
That they know each other. They play on the same basketball courts in the summertime, I'm sure. So I think it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a great game, but I think it's going to be a good game.
Versailles has got to right themselves. Tigers in the midst of a 3-game swoon for Rushi with the draw coming up. Two Sundays from tomorrow in Boys Division 4 that pick would draw. I think it's critical Rushi keeps on winning. And Fort Loramie might have dropped a vote or two last night, falling to Jackson Center at the Tigers gym, 39-36 in a game we covered. It's kind of a toss-up, I think, the 2-3 seed at Piqua. What Fort Loramie's got on its side are the two victories over.
Yeah, they beat Rushi twice.
Right.
I think that,
yeah.
I know the Shelby County League coaches are smart enough to know that. You wonder if the other teams that come in from other areas, if they put that much effort into figuring out. They just look at records. That's one of the things that annoys me about the tournament seed.
Right. And Fort Loramie did beat Rushi in December, or I should say Versailles in a game in December that,
yep,
that you saw. I did not. How did the Tigers look that day against the Redskins?
Well, they played five. It was one of the better games that I'd seen them play so far. I think that might have been one of the keys to when they started turning their season around. They've got two incredibly hard losses. I was going back through all my years of coaching. I don't think I ever lost a game on a mid-court buzzer beater, and they've lost two,
yeah,
in the last 2 weeks. I'll tell you what, that gets to you.
But after the first one, clearly Fort Loramie responded extremely well after that first setback to Botkins. We'll see how the Redskins respond after last night's losing tilt at Jackson Center. Redskins rebound against the Indians at Fort Recovery tonight at home at Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers promises to be a very good game. I bet Versailles is providing a stern test for Rushi tonight because Travis Swank and his coaching staff need a victory in the very worst way, no question about it. 8-7 on the year. If Versailles loses this evening, and the Tigers drop to 500, and this is a team that did not anticipate being 500 heading into the end of January.
No, I mean, they are arnless, and they haven't been that for about 8 years now, so that does make a difference. But, you know, they've got some talent. They have a really good coach. I like their coach a lot. I think he does a good job. So, but they need to bounce back. That was a stunner last night for them to lose at Parkway. And now they need to make sure that doesn't have any kind of residue hangover for this game tonight.
Right. Just recently, Versailles played St. Henry on the road to a 3-point ball game. So we know the Tigers are up to the challenge. They just didn't show up very well last night.
Well, and Scott was telling me that Parkway is a little better than their record indicates. He said, you know, they're not a horrible basketball team.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors who are on board with us for tonight's game between Rushi and Versailles here at the Versailles Tigers gym. Our anchors, as we take a look at the Versailles Tigers mascot as he strolls on by. Hi there, Mr.
That's a big kitty.
Yeah, he's a big kitty cat, a big V tiger. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors include Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, located in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderling, the owner of the Jewelry Barn, that you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we say hello to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions, plus 3 additional new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards, Dan Eilerman Construction, and Maury's Landing Restaurant on State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie in Minster. We've got the starting lineups in the tip in a moment. It's Rushi at Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we expect a fine game tonight. Outstanding crowd on this chilly Saturday evening at the Versailles High School Gymnasium. Orange and black dotting the stands across the way. Blue and gold behind us. Chuck, I bet we've got at least, 1,600 here for this contest?
It's a good crowd. I can't see behind me. I'm assuming this side's full, and the other side is probably three-quarters.
Versailles Tigers, 8-7, 3-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. And the Rushi Raiders are 9-5 overall on the year this season. Rushi in Shelby County League play is 5-4. Rushi beaten twice by Fort Loramie. Suffered a loss at Anna and split with Jackson Center. Raiders do own a big victory in overtime against Jackson Center on January 11th, 60-53. That came 3 days after, on a Tuesday, losing at Fort Loramie in double OT, 60-58. So that was a good bounce back by Rushi, Chuck, after dropping a tilt to Fort Loramie. Oddly enough, in between the two setbacks to Fort Loramie, Rushi beat Jackson Center. It's funny how the ball bounces.
Well, it was kind of like last year. I mean, you had three teams that tied for the league, and each one beat one of the other ones twice. So it was just one of those things. Sometimes the matchups just work in your favor.
Rushi Raiders being introduced. Mason Daypour, 7 points a game at guard, 5'11 junior. Jordan York, just short of 11 a game in the opening five, a 6'3 senior. Daniel Kearns in the middle, 6'5" senior. He, too, at 11 a game. Carter Francis, 6'2 wing player, a senior. And the fifth starter is Evan Monier, 5'10" tall and a senior. Michael Stahman, leading scorer on the year for the Versailles Tigers, hit about 13 points a game. He's in the opening five. Ryan Martin, 8 points a game, also in the opening five. Martin, 6'2" tall. Another starter for the Versailles Tigers is Cody Nasker. Nasker at 6.5 points a game. He is 6'2.5" tall. Evan Heaston in the middle, 6'4". Heaston wears number 30 on his back. Double digits, 12 points a game. And the fifth starter for the Versailles Tigers, Chuck, is Austin Toner. Toner, 6'3" tall. Versailles shoots twos at a very good clip all year long. Tigers have not been sharp at the free throw line. That's an area which, you never know, could come back to haunt come fourth quarter.
If it's a close game, I promise you it will.
Michael Stahman shoots free throws at 74%. Stahman has nudged his points per game average now up to 14, as I see my revised stats in front of me. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi in the road blue gold numbers. Versailles Tigers, white from top to bottom. Orange numerals trimmed in black. Versailles Tigers have owned this series over the last dozen years or so. It was a two-point game, or I should say a one-point victory by Versailles two campaigns ago right here in the Tiger Gym. Rushi tries to go with a bounce pass, baseline right, knocked out by the Tigers. Oh, here's a good inbounds play. Kearns to the driving Daypour, who caught it and laid it in. Good beginning for the Rushi Raiders, 2-0.
That was a screen to screener.
Here comes Versailles, forecourt to her right. It is Stahman, 25 feet away, hits a cutter, slicing through the lane. It's Ryan Martin. He caught it, pitched it toward the rim. It rolled off, but a foul on Rushi. Carter Francis picked it up for Rushi. 7:25 to go, opening quarter. Ryan Martin at the stripe for Versailles. He pushes the first free throw up and in. Form looked good. Didn't look like signs of a weak free throw shooting team at all, did it, Chuck?
Not the first one.
Second attempt by Martin. Dips the knees on the way. Got it again. We're tied up at two. Here come the Rushi Raiders in the forecourt. Rushi was drubbed at home last year by Versailles. Looks like a zone by head coach Swank.
Yeah, they come out in a 2-3.
Yeah, far right side of the floor. It's Daypour for Rushik. Pitches to Monier between the rings. Back to Daypour. Into the post. It goes to Kearns. He bobbled, and it's loose. Versailles has got it. Run out to Martin. Driving layup, yes. Live ball turnovers. Those will hurt.
Yeah, if you're going to struggle against a half-court defense, if you beat them down the floor, you don't have to worry about it.
It is 4-2 in favor of Versailles. Rushi, forecourt to her left. It's Carter Francis on the arc. Gives it up, gets it back. Zone defense out on the point. It's Stammen for the Versailles Tigers. Ball thrown to Kearns in the post. He's barricaded, but two white shirts. It's knocked away by the Tigers. Quickly, forecourt right. Quick, ill-advised three by Stammen. No. Rebound down to Rushi. George York barrels up the floor. Baseline right. Fall away. 15-footer. Lip the rim. Oh, great rebound. Carter Francis up and good. Tied up at 4. 2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Far right wing, it's Martin. He skips it cross court to Heaston. Outside the arc, it goes to Nasker. High-low action. Down inside to Heaston, bobbled, then gave it up. Here's a drive into the lane, but Nasker pitched it off the iron too hard. Rebound down to Rushi. Tied at 4, 5:40 left, opening period. Straightaway high right with the basketball for Rushi. It is Daypour, gives it up to York in the circle, drives on Heaston, loops it back out to Monier. Near side, Daypour. He jacks up a 3. Switch! He's got it. Daypour from long range. 7-4, Rushi with 3. 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. Chuck, we understand the Fort Loramie girls barely won today at Miami East.
I heard they won by 3.
Wow. Here's Nafsker for Versailles. Got it from distance. He matches Daypour's shot. We're even up at 7, off to a good start. We played 3 minutes. Right wing, Monier with the ball for Rushi. Hand off to Daypour. Daypour checked on the arc by Nafsker. Here's Kearns, right corner. Cross courts it to Carter Francis. Baseline left to York. Look at him power. Reverse layup. Good. What a play by Jordan York.
That's what I said. That kid is really strong.
Yep. Powerful move by him. A lot of muscle. He flexed it. Baseline left. Took it beneath the backboard. Came out on the other side of the iron and hooked it up and through. 9-7, Rushi. Here's Versailles. Good cutting action. Receiving in Ryan Martin. Driving layup right through the middle of the Raiders defense, and he's got a bucket.
He's got 6 points.
Even up at 9. 4:15 left, opening quarter. Carter Francis on the arc. Fires it into the lane to York. York dumps it right baseline. Short corner shot. Good by Monier of the Raiders.
Who lead ball movement.
Yeah, 11-9. York out of the post. Dispersed it nicely. 4 minutes gone, opening period. Right wing, it's Nafsker. Nafsker for the Versailles Tigers. Lobs to the running Stammen, who was cutting toward the rim. The throw is too far.
Yeah, even if he catches this, he ends up out of bounds.
Out of bounds to the Rushi Raiders, who have made a substitution here. Adam Daypour in. 5'9", junior, didn't play like 5'9", against Anna, did he?
No, he had some rebounds and scored.
Mason Daypour, head of the key, near side Monier. Monier at the elbow on the left, back to Kearns. Kearns slices into the lane area. Versailles doubles up on him and pries it loose. Good steal by Nafsker of the Versailles Tigers, who are down 2. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Outside the arc, it's Heaston. Pressured by Kearns. Kearns is on his tail and fouls him from the rear. A little too aggressive was Kearns of Rushi. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. 11-9, Raiders over the Tigers. Ball inbounded to Heaston, 25 feet away. Ball given up to Martin. Left side, Stammen. Stammen checked on the arc of Monier. Hand off to Martin. Martin in the right corner penetrates the lane area. A late dish. A pass a bit sloppy, intended for Heaston, broken up by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Down the floor, York. York up and under through the paint area. Good for 2 more. Good body control displayed by Jordan York of Rushi. which owns a four-point lead, 13-9. Stauman behind the back, below the foul line, penetrates all the way to the rim. Late dish to a teammate, shot up and good by Austin Toner, and a foul on Rushi. Boy, that's what probing the middle by Stauman can do for you.
Absolutely. And you gotta respect his outside shot, so you can't really, if you lay off of him too much, he's gonna drill you from three.
Yep, 13-11. Rushi's lead is two. It's now one as Toner pitches in the free throw. 2:50 remaining here in the first quarter of play. Here come the Raiders, forecourt to a left. Daypour on the arc, straight away to York against Easton. Elbow on the left. York rises up. Jumper hits the rim, backboard comes off. Taken away by Versailles. Cherry picking the other end. It's Easton. He took the long airmail pass, caught it, dropped it through. Five straight points for the Tigers, who lead it 14-13. 2:33 left, opening quarter. Timeout Rushi on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
At the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, just 35 seconds ago, possessed a five-point lead, or I should say a four-point edge, and now Versailles with a quick five is up one.
Well, it can change quickly. Both teams playing good offense right now. It's fun to watch.
Here is Kearns between the rings for Rushi. Handoff on the plate, Adam Daypour. Left side of the floor to a new Raider who's in. Here's a good pass down inside to Kearns. That was Adam Daypour. Fed it to Daniel, point-blank range, shot bounced off the iron. Versailles got the rebound. Rushi deflected it out. 2:11 to go here in the first quarter. 14-13, Versailles with possession. Chance to inch ahead, but two with a free throw. Maybe as many as three with a two-pointer. Stauman tries a triple, got it, and Versailles bolts to a four-point advantage. Pass by Easton to Stauman. Nobody checked him. He had free reign from three-point land. Line drive, triple swished. Here's Daniel Kearns outside the lane on the left for Rushi. And he hoists up a lengthy two for him. It danced off the iron. Versailles pulled down the board. Nice run here by Versailles. In fact, an 8-0 run. Here's Easton in the post. Gave it up on the arc to Martin. Back out to Stauman. Stauman guarded by Monier, 30 feet away. A minute 20 remaining, first quarter. Left side, Martin. Easton comes out to catch. Brings Kearns away from the basket. Now Martin on the left flank. Near side, Stauman. Good hedge by Kearns. Stauman gave it up to Martin. 1:12 to go, first quarter. Four-point lead for Sales. Interception by Mason Daypour of Rushi. He darts the other way. Look at him scoot. Missed it. Overshot it. Rebounded by Versailles. Three-on-one break. Late dish to Stauman. Layup good.
That should have been an easy two at Rushi's end. It turned out to be a four-point play the other way.
10 straight points, Tigers. 47 seconds to go. First quarter. 19-13 Versailles. Here's Daypour on top. Elbow on the right. Jumper in the air. Bingo! But wipe it off the board. Moving screen against Rushi.
They called that on Kearns, and that's going to be his second.
Uh-oh. That's trouble. Yep, Tigers have earned a six-point spread thanks to a 10-0 run. Rushi Raiders haven't scored in the last 3 minutes. Versailles closing out the first quarter in hot fashion. Versailles Tigers have shared the ball extremely well. Versailles has been patient, looking for openings. against the Rushi defense. Half minute remaining. First period of play. Here's Martin, head of the key against York. Outside the arc on the left to Nafsker. Nafsker weaves to Stammen. Stammen drives down the left side of the lane. Pitches it to Heaston, baseline left. He doesn't shoot. Back on the arc to Martin. 16 to go, opening quarter. Head coach Travis Swank signals go for one. 10, 9, 8. Here's Martin lobbing to a teammate. It is Connor Van Skyak who's in. Ball thrown down low to a cutter. Shoveled toward the rim of Martin. Off the iron at the buzzer. No good. Difficult shot attempt. He missed it. And the quarter finished. 10 straight points by the Versailles Tigers, who lead it 19-13 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And we open up the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Great ball movement, fine cutting by the Versailles Tigers. First possession, second quarter. Nafsker drove the lane, bounce pass to Heaston. He dropped it in. 12 points in a row now for Versailles. 30 seconds gone, period number two. Out high at York. Adam Dayport, deep right corner. Back to Jordan York. Drives, elbow in the right. Leaves it behind him for Adam. He chucks up a triple. It spins in and out. No good. Rebound on the baseline by Versailles, but out of bounds to Rushi.
Well, with Kearns picking up his second foul, he's going to have to sit for a little bit. So wow. Rushi's going to have to get it done without Daniel.
Oh, a nice run here by the Versailles Tigers, Chuck. A dozen in a row. Good inbound by the Raiders. Caught by York. Baseline right. Good angle for a bank shot. He makes it from 10 feet. 21-15 in favor of the Versailles Tigers. A little over a minute gone by here in the second quarter. Stammen on the arc. Hits a cutter down the lane. Heaston sloppy dribbling. He lost it. Picked up by Mason Dayport of Rushi. Heaston, the big man, tried to take it through traffic. Muffed it. Here is possession. Rushi out on the arc. And falling down is Carter Francis as he was hemmed in by a couple Tigers.
Yeah, he got himself off balance that time. Just fell.
6:40 to go here in the second period. Versailles Tigers, Chuck, the last 6 minutes, real crisp, running their offense.
Absolutely. They're shooting the ball well, and they're taking care of the basketball.
Here's Martin with the ball on top to Stammen. He's available. Let's it fly. Bullseye! Three-pointer, Stammen. Oh, he's a 40% shooter from out there. He's making Rushi pay. He has knocked down two. 9-point lead Tigers. Rushi timeout. 6.5 to go, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, after the Rushi timeout, Versailles with token pressure, and the Raiders do beat it. Driving down the left side of the floor, shot missed by Mason Daypour as he took it to the basket. Rebound pinballed all around, hits a couple white jerseys' hands, then a couple blue jerseys' hands, and finally, the Tigers snatch it up. Here's Easton. Here's Stauman. Stauman penetrates, probes the middle, to the rim, looped it up and in. Really good game for Michael Stauman. He's impressive.
He's got 10 right now. He's really been the difference offensively.
26-15. Tigers have opened up an 11-point spread. Here's Daypour between the rings. Bounces left and right. Hands off to Daniel Kearns. Back to Daypour. Fires a pass, baseline right. Handled down there by Sherman, who's in off the bench for Rushi. He gave it to Daypour, deep right corner. He hoists a three. It skipped off the rim. Weak side rebound taken down by the Versailles Tigers. Will Sherman, 6'2 senior forward on the court now. Head coach Dave Borchers of the Raiders trying to find a good combination. Here's Easton in the lane. Took a pass on the play from Nafker. Pulled up, missed it short. Rebound punched out by Rushi. 5:13 to go, second quarter. 11-point spread for the Versailles Tigers, who trailed 13-9, then reeled off a dozen in a row. Oh, a good out-of-bounds play. Easton on the run, coming from the top of the key, barreling down the left side of the lane. Got the entry pass from the playmaker and laid it through. 28-15, Tigers. Rushi at midcourt, poked away by Versailles. Here is Nafker, dead run to the rack. No, but a foul by Rushi. And the Raiders have become pretty sloppy here, Chuck. Versailles up at 13, trying to make it 15.
Well, they're missing some easy shots. They're not rebounding, and they're letting Versailles do whatever they want on the offensive end.
Well, Versailles lost last night at Parkway, trying to rebound. You can bet the Tigers got a vocal message from head coach Travis Swank after last night and before tonight's game.
Yeah, you would think.
And right now the Versailles Tigers are taking it out on the Rushi Raiders, who beat Bodkins last evening. But this is always a rivalry game, one you get up for. Both free throws missed on the play by Nafker of Versailles. And Rushi leaped up to get the rebound. Caught on the play by Carter Francis, up ahead to York. High low, tries to find a teammate down on the inside. It's Sherman. Here's a shove away from the action against Versailles.
Yeah, they caught it on Toner.
Toner picked it up for the Tigers. Baseline right of the rim. Ball lobbed into the lane to York. York's fadeaway 8-footer hit the back brace. Another easy one, not good, by the Rushi Raiders. And Versailles came away with the rebound. Down the floor, Nafker. He's driving around Monier. Gave it up to Martin in the left corner. He carves out space in the lane. Hand off to Easton. Right back to Nafker. Blocked in the paint by York, who took it away. But he's called for a foul. He doesn't like it. It looked like it could have been ruled a jump.
It looked like a steal.
Yeah. At the very least, an arrow. And it would have been Rushi possession. Two free throws, Nafker, Versailles, he hits it. 28-15, Tigers, 4:23 to go here in quarter number two. And Versailles playing with some vengeance here tonight after dropping a Midwest Athletic Conference tilt on the road at Parkway last evening. And the Tigers have missed three of their last four free throws. Rushi's still down to 14, though. Half the second quarter gone. Here's Carter Francis in the lane. Wraparound pass to York in the right corner. York inside the three-point arc. Short corner jumper. Got it.
That was a good shot. He had a hand in his face. Went up high to shoot that one.
Nice play by York. Big two-pointer by him. Rushi within a dozen. Here's Martin 25 feet away for the Tigers. Gives it up to Heaston. Drives, baseline right, throws left corner, fall away, jump shot, long distance, missed by Nasker. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Monier barges into the lane, shot deflected away. It goes out of bounds, and Tigers and Raiders come flying off the court through the Versailles bench area.
I'll tell you what, that young lady here on the sideline took the charge.
That was Ryan Martin for Versailles. And he went airborne.
Was that an effort?
Oh. With a uppercase E. Big time effort played by Ryan Martin as he went charging right through the Tigers bench. Rushi possession. Down to 12. Here's York on the arc. Skips it cross court to Carter Francis. Daniel Kearns on the bench. Two fouls for Rushi. That is thwarting the inside play right now for the Raiders. Here's a shot fake by Monier at the elbow on the right. Clawed away by the Tigers. It's loose in the right corner. What's been called?
Elbow. Oh, wait, he might have called a foul.
Personal foul against Versailles.
That's a strange call.
3:15 to go, second quarter. Rushi inbounding right of the rim. It's Sherman. He is the playmaker. He looks for help, lobs out back to York. York fakes left, goes right, probes the middle, running jump shot, backboard rim, no good, foul, as he was tipped on the wrist, spotted by the official, and Jordan York's got a pair here for the Raiders, who are down 12. Boy, they try to get this down to single digits for the start of the third quarter when Daniel Kearns comes back. Free throw by York, a little too much oomph on it. No good. Second free throw coming here for York. The official bounces it to him. Jordan needs this one. Raiders trying to score with the clock stopped. He fires. No good. Off to the left. And it circled out to the right. Tie up on the rebound. A scrum in the paint area. Arrow favors the Raiders, who will keep the basketball.
Missed both free throws badly.
Yeah. Foul shooting here in the second quarter for both teams, not good. Ball inbounded low on the right to Carter Francis. Hands to Sherman. And what do we have? Out of bounds.
Evidently stepped out. I didn't see it.
Yeah, maybe Sherman possibly didn't reestablish himself on the court of play after inbounding the ball. He got the pass right away from a teammate after he stepped on the floor. Nonetheless, turnover. Here come the Tigers. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Stahman down the floor. Drives into the lane. Tries it a teammate low on the right and bounced it right by him out of bounds. Intended for Austin Toner. But the ball traveled right past his left knee. Midcourt, day poor for the Raiders. 2:53 to go, second quarter. 29-17 Rushi. Scoring pace has slowed to a crawl here in the second quarter. Ball entered into the lane to York. He shovels it with his right hand. It was a wide-angle hook shot from down around his waist. He missed it. Versailles came away with the board. And in the forecourt, the Tigers are guilty of an offensive foul away from the ball.
Well, Versailles is trying to keep Rushi in the basketball game with silly mistakes right now.
Offensive play has stalled out.
And the clock hadn't started. That's going to make it last longer, too.
Good offensive clip to the first quarter. Each team was sharp. Not here in the second. Here's Daypour. Outside the lane on the left. A turnaround. Swirling jump shot. In. Nice play. Mason Daypour. Rushi. 29-19. It is a four-point game. Versailles' biggest lead was 14. Ball entered. Baseline left. Toner. Toner, short corner jumper, hit the back iron for Versailles. Long rebound, York, one on three. He barrels down the left side of the lane against a couple of white shirts, overshot it. Rebound, Versailles, stomping down the floor, hooked from behind by Daypour. 2:01 to go, second quarter. And Stammens at the stripe. 1-1 for the Versailles Tigers. 7 fouls on Rushi. Substitution, Toner out. Toner, 6'4 forward to the sideline for the Versailles Tigers. And Hunter Trump, a 5'11 guard, has checked in. Free throw by Stammen, up and in. Double-digit game already for him. He earns the bonus, 30-19, in favor of Versailles. Second shot, Stammen, right on the mark. And the lead for the Tigers is pushed back out to a dozen. Here comes Daypour midcourt for Rushi. Bounce pass, wing on the right, York. Comes opposite to Daypour. Poor throw into the lane to a cutter. A white shirt is in front of a blue shirt, stolen by Versailles. Stammen pours his way down the floor into the lane. Wow. A looper, good! What a play by Stammen. He's on fire.
Boy, he was not this good when I saw him play against Versailles. Or I'm sorry, when I saw him play against Fort Laramie.
33-19, 14-point lead, Tigers. Minute 27 left here in the second quarter. Here's a baseline J, pumped up there by Sherman for Rushi. No good, but he's knocked to the deck. And he'll get two. Boy, the game of high school basketball, Chuck. Funny indeed, as you said, Versailles wasn't sharp several Saturdays ago, back in December, against the Fort Laramie Redskins, who won that game, led throughout. Here tonight, Stammen on fire. It's a different-looking Tigers team, right?
They're playing much better.
And the lead for Versailles is up to 14. We've got two free throws here for Sherman, for Rushi, with a minute 25 to go in quarter number two. Shot by Sherman. Wow.
Wasn't even close.
No, crooked. Barely caught rim to the right. That the Rushi Raiders will have to sharpen up their game in the second half. Head coach Dave Borcher's first year as the mentor of the program can't be pleased. Free throw again by Rushi, no good. Sherman missed each one by a lot, and here comes Versailles over the timeline, up by 14. Ball handed by Stammen to a teammate 35 feet away. Ball dealt down to Nafter in the corner, and the ball is tipped away out of bounds off Rushi. A minute 8 to go here in the second quarter of play. 33-19 lead. And the official is giving Sherman the eyeball test for a speck of blood in the left elbow. And Sherman's got to come out.
Slap a piece of tape on it and get back in. Here she comes. We got the trainer here.
A lot of thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn that you heard all about her shop right here on scorersbroadcast.com. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc. In Sydney, the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected. Call Chris North to learn about your veterans' benefits, 937-498-7282. Here's Heaston with the ball for Versailles, baseline right. He barges toward the basket, lays it up a little too heavy. Rebound down to Rushi. 47 seconds to go in the first half. York on the left flank. Adam Daypour. Straightaway Monger. Right wing Mason. Mid-post area York. Back to the basket. Works on Heaston. Comes opposite to Monger on the arc. Dribbles head of the key. Half minute to go, second quarter. 14-point lead for Versailles. Raiders flip it around. Michael York is in now, a 6'2 senior. He gave it up to Adam Daypour. 17-16. Here's York, top of the circle. Right wing Monier. 12-11. Monier, Adam Daypour. 8-7. Here's Monier, 25 feet away. 20 feet away, right corner. 3-2-1. Monier's fadeaway, 16-footer away, short. Rebound Daypour, blocked at the buzzer. Good defensive stand by the Versailles Tigers. Neither team played with much offensive flair in that second quarter, but Versailles which at one point scored 12 in a row, has opened up a 14-point spread.
Well, they outscored them 14-6, so they didn't need to score a lot when Roushey was only putting 6 points on the board.
Yeah, when Kearns was on the bench for the Raiders in that second quarter, Chuck, the offense for Roushey seemed to flame out. That's all there is to it. Halftime here at Versailles, 33-19. Tigers over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Two Roushey family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And this is Scores, scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at the Versailles Tigers High School Gym. Outstanding crowd. Probably 1,700, 1,800 on hand. Orange and black across the way. Blue and gold on this side. Raiders collection of folks. Not a whole lot to cheer about. Roushey is down by 14 points. 33-19 Versailles here at the break. Versailles coming off an upset defeat at the hands of Parkway last night. Roushey for the second time this year defeated Bodkins last evening. But the tables are turned tonight. The Versailles Tigers are performing with some flair. Michael Stauman has been very good. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, the Tigers have a 13-10 rebounding advantage. Roushey has 3 offensive rebounds. Versailles has 2. Roushey turned the ball 8 times. The Tigers turned it 6. Roushey 0 for 4 from the free throw line. That's a little scary.
Yep.
And Versailles 6 of 9. That's not real bad for them the way they've gone this year. Individual scoring for Versailles. Stauman has 14. They got 6 out of Hestat. They got 6 out of Martin. 4 from Knopsker and 3 from Toner. They scored 19 and 14. 33 for the first half. Benham has 7. 8 for Jordan York. 2 for Francis, 2 for Monier. They scored 13 and only 6 in the second quarter, and they trail at 33-19 at the half.
Chuck, was it my imagination? I don't know, but it seemed like that when Daniel Kearns went out with 2 fouls, Roushey lost some focus on offense.
Well, I mean, Daniel had didn't score in the first half, so they weren't going through him in the first quarter anyway, but they need him out there because he is a threat, and that allows them. You know, I thought that Jordan York had a terrific first half. He's the only one that I really felt like was playing up to his potential.
For the most part this year, when Daniel Kearns has scored double digits, rebounded well, stayed out of foul trouble, had a good game. The Rushi Raiders have been a rock-solid club. You're right, Kearns needs to get back on the floor. You know head coach Dave Borchers will insert him at the start of the second half.
Well, they have to, and you gotta weigh the two fouls compared to losing touch with the team you're playing. So they did have him out there for probably about a minute, minute and a half in the second quarter. He never touched the ball on the offensive end. They brought him back out.
Michael Stahman, a spark plug.
Yeah, he's terrific.
He's really good for the Tigers.
Yeah, he's got 14. Martin had the great start to the game, scored the first 6 points for the Tigers, and then they got six out of Hestad. So they got some scorers. Hard to believe that they lost to Parkway last night.
It sure is, because they probe the middle, navigate the lane, drive it to the basket, and pass and cut very well, or at least the Tigers are showing us that.
Tonight they are.
They sure are. That's our halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, 33-19 for sales over Rushik on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And we're about 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. It is Rushi trailing Versailles by a score of 33-19. Earlier today, we covered the Minster Anna game. Minster girls routed the Anna Rockets. Minster played extremely well. Believe it or not, not nearly as sharp was Minster today, Chuck, as the Lady Wildcats were on Thursday against New Bremen, or as sharp as Minster played against Fort Loramie, which we understand had a squeaker today on the road at a stubborn Miami East club.
I can't remember if Scott said it was overtime or if it was just a three-point. I know it was a three-point win.
Oof.
I can't remember if he said it was overtime or not.
And that just shows you, on any given day, you drop your guard, don't play well, and you got a target on your back, and the other team is ready for you and is sharp that particular afternoon, you can go down.
Well, as Virginia last year in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Time now for our Local Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment. Local Equipment in Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com promotes student academic success. And Local has done so since our start on scoresbroadcast.com over a dozen years ago. We couldn't have gotten initiated without the support, the founding support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Local moved to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local back in 1982. Tonight, thanks to Local, we spotlight a couple cheerleaders from Rushi. It's Emma DeLatt, a senior cheerleader, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Chad and Ann, who is a Rushi grad, by the way. Emma is active in 4-H, National Honor Society, Lead Rushi, the Stella Maria Church Group, and leadership team as well. She'll study radiographic imaging at the Kettering College of Medical Arts or at Rhodes State. Ava Moran, senior cheerleader at Versailles, the daughter of the Versailles School District Superintendent. Ava, the daughter of Angie and Aaron Moran, outstanding 3.85 GPA, takes part in art club. She's a dance instructor in Greenville. She's a sprinter for the track team, National Honor Society, Varsity V, She'll study at Bowling Green, possibly, and pursue journalism and or media production. Emma DeLatte Rushi, Ava Moran Versailles, highlighted tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yep, here we go. Start of the third quarter. Rushi Raiders on defense, down by 14 to Versailles, which has played extremely well here tonight. Rushi Raiders have beaten Versailles seldom in the last 10 dozen years of this rivalry. Here's Stahman trying to pick up where he left off. At the end of the second quarter, he slices down the right side of the lane. A runner is banked. It spins around, curls out, but he's fouled, and he gets two more free throws.
He gets to the rim as well as anybody I've seen this year.
Doesn't he, though, Chuck?
I mean, he's only, what is he, 5'10", 5'11", 5'10"?
Averages 14 points a game.
Not a big kid. A solid kid. He's kind of skinny. But boy, is he a basketball player.
Yeah, pretty good little wide receiver on the football team, too.
Yeah, well, that makes him gutsy then.
First shot good. Second shot dead on. And the lead has swelled to 16, the biggest for the Tigers in this game over the Rushi Raiders, 35-19. Here's York, right wing Kearns. Daniel Kearns back on the floor, hasn't scored, sat with two early fouls. Ball rotated, left side, Dayport. Dayport at the elbow on the left. 15-foot jump shot, bingo, he's got it. Dayport connects for Rushi, which is within 14, 35-21. Tigers' biggest lead, 16 points in this game, seconds ago at 35-19. Versailles brings it down the floor. Ball entered to the cutter, Martin. Throws it on the arc to Heaston. Batted away by Rushi. Loose ball. Versailles recovers. Martin drives. Left hand. No. Rebound Rushi. Here's Dayport. Firing. Deep left corner. Kearns thought about it. Back to Dayport. Arches a three. Air ball. Kearns saves to Sherman. Good effort by Daniel. On the arc to York. York foul line. Dayport 25 feet away. Dayport foul strike. Doesn't shoot. Baseline left. It's York. Big sequence here for Rushi. Look at that play by York. Wow. He looked like a guard knifing through Rushi's defense. Jordan York, 6'3", carved out space, banked it in. That was a dandy, Chuck.
Yeah, he's having a nice game.
Sparkling game by Jordan York. Good performance by Jordan tonight. Here's Stahman. That was a heck of a move. You're right. As I turn around, talk to the Rushi Raider fans. Travel violation against Versailles.
Yeah, Stahman picked up the pivot foot when he started to make the move.
Opportunity now for Rushi to make hay and close the gap. It was 16. Now it's 12. Here's Dayport on the arc against Stahman. Gives it up to York. Deep three, right side, short. Loose ball, rebound, right corner. York can't save it. Yep, Versailles needs to get some, or I should say Rushi needs stops.
Yeah, that's where they're going to get back in the game.
Yep, Raiders have got to curtail the Tigers' scoring, get this down to single digits, and switch the pressure of this game. Uh-oh, Rushi pressed in backcourt, a run out by Nasker the other way. He leaked to the rim, took a bounce pass from Heaston, and laid it through. Dayport countering, pull-up Jay, 12-footer Rushi, good. 37-25, Versailles by 12. 5:35 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Stahman zipping down the floor. Boy, he's faster than anybody out there. All the way to the rim, laid it up. It wouldn't crawl over the iron. Rebounded by Rushi. Dayport, forecourt left, angles through the paint, flips up a runner, bouncing, no good. Rebounded by Nasker of Versailles. Ball loose on the deck. Rushi tries to save. Raiders come up with the ball, and it's deemed a travel by the referee.
I was blocked, so I can't comment.
Well, immediately up in arms. The
Raiders didn't care for it.
No, Raiders bench did not appreciate the call. Here's Martin, forecourt left for Versailles. Baseline left, Heaston. Heaston jerks his way through the lane, missed the shot short. He was off balance. Rebounded Raiders. Here's Daypour. Screen from Sherman. Daypour foul line. Loops up a 15-footer short. Long rebound to Nasker for the Tigers. 12-point game. Two straight chances for Rushi to get it to 10.
Well, Daniel Kearns has not touched the ball in the offense here in the third quarter.
Yep, he doesn't get to feel it enough in the paint. They've got to go through him a little inside out. Here's a bad pass by Versailles. We got a scrum for it. It's loose. A pile up at the foul line. Arrow will favor the Raiders, who need to cash in this trip down, while Versailles has gotten a bit sloppy at the offensive end.
Well, this will be their third chance coming down to get the thing to 10 or 9,
yep.
So they need to do that.
Righto. And we've got a timeout called by head coach Swank of the Versailles Tigers. Halfway through the third quarter, 37-25 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, here we go, halfway through the third quarter, as the Rushi Raiders try to cut further into this Versailles advantage. It was 16. Here's Versailles entering the ball to Kearns, baseline left. Little Dipsy do move against Toner, the big man in the middle for Versailles. He cries about the call. Looked like it might have been a fairly clean block.
Well, I think the block was.
It was?
The block was on the ball, but he fouled him down the arm.
Yeah, maybe so, and Kearns earns two free throws for Rushi. Yep, that's a start for the Raiders, who've got to continue to hammer the ball inside, but Kearns is a bit heavy on the foul shot. Team foul situation one each way, 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw by Kearns is good. 37-26, it was a 35-19 game, so a 7-2 spurt here by Rushi. Just over four to play third quarter. Stomping up the right side. Kicked out of bounds by Rushi. Hey, don't forget the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Here's Versailles down the floor, into the lane, out of control. It's fumbled, and here come the Raiders. Cross court to York. Sizes up a triple. Way short. Long rebound to Kearns. Kearns shoots a 15-footer. It's way short. And Versailles has got the board. And Rushi leaps in to get a tie-up. Arrow, though, favors Versailles. That check. The Raiders continue to get stops, but they can't produce enough points.
I'm not keeping shooting percentage. This can't be much more than 33-34%.
Yeah, Raiders offensively have been slowed down big time. After being down 16, they have trimmed it to 11. Versailles' offense has crawled to a halt. Here comes Stauman up the floor. Top of the circle, foul line. Blitzes into the lane. Hand off to Heaston. He lost it, got it back. Leans in, but clearly walked.
Stauman a little out of control right now.
Sure is. Another empty possession for Versailles.
And Rushi not really taking full advantage of it.
Not capitalizing whatsoever. The lead 11 for Versailles. Here's Daypour on the arc at the elbow. Looks inside for Sherman, and the pass misses the mark. Picked off by Versailles. Here comes Stauman. Loops it high to Heaston, low on the left. Back out on the arc. Straight away Stauman. To Nasker, back to Stauman. Here's Heaston, 20 feet away. He bolts into the lane. A running one-hander. He swished it, but wipe it off the board. No good. Offensive foul, Heaston of Versailles.
Will Sherman stood there and took the charge that time.
Good defensive play by Sherman, who received the charge. He got a double whammy from Heaston. Here comes Rushi, forecourt to her right. Sherman into Kearns. Kearns bounce pass to the cutter. Sherman, shot deflected. Here come the Tigers the other way. Martin around the player all the way to the rack. Got it for two. Ryan Martin, splendid play. The lead back to 13 for Versailles. 2:40 left to go, third quarter. Here's Daypour, 25 feet away for Rushi. Near side, Mason Daypour, Adam Daypour. Sherman, head of the key, missed the 19-footer. Rebound down to Versailles. Rushi simply not shooting it near well enough.
No, they're shooting it very poorly. Deep as left as a team.
You're right. Here's Nafsker sliding into the lane for Versailles. Leaves it for Toner, baseline right. And it's punched out by Rushi. Does Daniel Kearns have a field goal in this game, Chuck?
One free throw.
That's it. That's been a continuing theme all year. When Kearns scores well, Rushi's offense as a whole is very good. Ball inbounded by the Tigers. Deep three, right corner, Stahman, and he lights it up. Back to 16, matching the biggest spread. Elbow in the right. It is passed on the play to Carter Francis. Jump shot, got it. Nice counter by Carter Francis of Rushi. 42-28. Minute 55 to go. Versailles leads late third quarter. Stahman down the right side of the floor. Good defense by Francis, who didn't give Stahman much room, and he stepped out of bounds. A minute 50 left, third quarter, 14-point lead for the Tigers. The Raiders not out of this. They need a hot streak. Here is Kearns, head of the key, handoff on the play to Monier straight away. Monier fakes left, goes right. Angles down the right side of the lane. Hooked it up backwards over his head. Short. Rebound Versailles. Stahman, forecourt left. Minute 27 to go. Stahman double teamed on the arc. Goes left corner, Easton. Easton hands off to a teammate. It's Martin. Gives it up to Stahman. 1:17 to go, third period. Screen by Toner for Stahman. Foul line, probes the lane, loops it up, backhanded style. No, but a foul against Rushi. Two more free throws, I think, for Stahman.
He's 4-4 from the line tonight.
It seems like when Stahman wants to, Chuck, he's able to probe the middle and get to the rim about every time.
I think that when he's at his best, he's going to the rim. He's tried to throw some passes off of this that it's too congested in there.
Right.
It makes him unselfish, but he needs to shoot the basketball.
Free throw by Stahman, danced around, hit about every centimeter of the rim, and fell to the floor. 1:12 left, third quarter, 14-point lead in favor of Versailles. But Rushi started the game, Chuck, had a pretty good offensive clip, had double digits, 11 or 12 points in 3.5 minutes. But since the middle part of the first quarter, that's a 2.5-quarter stretch, only about 17 points for Rushi.
Yeah, they're not shooting the ball well at all.
Left side, Daypour in the corner on the bounce. Enters it into the lane to Sherman on the arc to Monier. Head fake, down the paint, running one-hander, in, and a foul. Well, maybe that'll get Rushi off the snide. Good play by Monier. He was bodied, hipped in the paint area, converted the leaner, and he's got a free throw coming.
They did a good job of concentrating after taking the bump.
Monier aims, and he missed it. Little long. Tried to convert on the three-point chance. Loose ball, rebound, right corner. York throws it cross court. Stolen, intercepted Easton, and he zips down the floor, crowded from behind and fouled by Rushi. But boy, the last quarter and a half, real sloppy at both ends.
Taking a little while.
Far side of the court, Martin inbounds for the Tigers to Stahman. Still a 12-point game, been as much as 16. 40 seconds to go. Collision, top of the circle, shove off by Monier of Rushi.
It was an inadvertent trip, but it was a trip.
Foul of the common variety. Adam Daypour back in for the Raiders. Monier sits.
That was Evans' third.
Daniel Kearns for the Raiders on the bench at the moment. Getting a lengthy respite. He'll sit probably the remainder of the period. and come back strong to start the fourth and final quarter. What Kearns and York each need 3-4 buckets in the fourth quarter to ignite the Raiders. Ball lobbed, baseline right, back to the basket of Versailles Tiger. Somebody's on his shoulder.
I got 16 now, so they're going to start shooting after this one. That was only their fifth. They got that five up there quick.
Ball being inbounded by the Versailles Tigers. Deep in the right corner, Martin. On top to Stammen. Correct pronunciation, this part of Dark County, Stammen. 20 seconds left. Stammen's got a little bit of a lane, and he darts through it. Right side of the paint area, shot it in a congested area, and attracted a two-shot foul. Stammen at the stripe again for free throws, what, 7 and 8 on the night?
Yep, he missed his last two the last time he was up there. He missed them both.
18.6 to go, third quarter. Shot by Stammen. Short to the back rim, rolling in. Shooter's touch.
There you go.
Stammen got a very favorable bounce off the rim. 43-30 for sale. Second shot, Stammen. Couple more bounces in the air. No good. Long. Kearns reaches up. Yanks down the rebound. Out into Daypour. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Mason goes baseline left. Stabbed out of bounds by the Tigers. 10.9 remaining. Here's where you lob it into the paint to Kearns and make something happen. Although Toner will check him. Daypour looking. Trying to find somebody. Whips it into the right corner. Versailles intercepts. Here comes Stammen. Oh, he's blazing a trail down the floor. All the way to the rim. Nobody slowed him down. He scored with 3 seconds left. Here's a long 50-footer off the rim by Carter Francis. Third quarter's over. Tigers end it with a rush. Lead by 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Versailles. Rushi Raiders down 15 as we start the fourth and final quarter. Oh, here's a nice play run by Rushi. And it's beautiful. Monier penetrates the lane. A blind pass to Kearns, cutting in from the right corner. He caught it baseline, got the roll. It trickled in the net, and he was banged on the right shoulder as he scored. Daniel at the stripe. Free throw is in. Fine three-point play for Rushi. Good opening to the fourth quarter. Quickly, it's 45-33. After Versailles had pushed it out to 15 after 24 minutes. Up the floor, Martin for Versailles. Tries to stop on a dime, couldn't, and he walked with the ball. Momentum Raiders right now. 7:41 to go in the fourth. Yep, Rushi needs to get Kearns more and more involved. On the arc, it's Monier. Baseline falls down, picks the ball up, hands to Kearns. Cross court to Daypour. He jacks up a three. Bouncing, no good. Strong rebound. Laid up by Sherman. No, but he's fouled. Couple free throws for Sherman. Every free throw counts from here on. No, my mistake. It was Adam Daypour on the offensive glass, and he's got two coming. 7:26 to go here in the game. Free throw by Daypore on the way. Good. 45-34. Four straight points by the Raiders to kick off play here in the fourth quarter. Second shot coming. Adam Daypore. It sprays off the rim into the right corner. Tracked down by Versailles. Bad pass. Picked off by Rushi. Mason Daypore, deep right corner, three. Clangs off the rim. Weak side rebound juggled. Who knocked it out? Versailles or Rushi?
They're going to call a foul on Toner.
Yes, Toner climbed the back of a blue shirt who hit the deck hard. 7:15 left. Team fouls six each way. We've got the bonus. The final 7:15 of the game. Adam Daypore comes to the near sideline. Boy, he took a knock on the right on the back of the noggin. Baseline left. Kearns the playmaker for Rushi. Looking. Goes to Monier, deep left corner. Monier hangs on. Out high left to Sherman. 11-point game. A chance to cut it to 8 or 9. Daypore, the elbow on the ref. Elbow on the right. Fires a 16-footer. Hit the heel. Rebound Versailles. Stammen in backcourt. Reach-in foul committed by Monier of the Rushi Raiders. And it's the 1-1 for Stammen of the Tigers. Is at the stripe for free throws. 9 and 10 for him this evening.
He's got 22 points. He's having a pretty good game.
Yep, he's got a half a point shy of half of Versailles' points. They're at 45. Free throw Stammen, good. He's now got 23 of 46. Right at 50% of the Tigers' output. 46-34. 7:01 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw Stammen, swish again. 24 points for Stammen. 6:58 to go here in the fourth. 13-point game. Tigers lead. Cross court, it goes to Carter Francis. Into the corner, Sherman. High post, Kearns. On the arc, Daypore. Mason back to Sherman, right wing. Here's Daypore straight away. Zone defense by Versailles. Left side, Carter Francis looks on the interior. No one there. Back to Daypore. Daypore baseline right, short corner. 8-footer, good. Nice play, Sherman. Caught the ball in shooting position, head high, and flipped it home. Right down through the well. 47-36. 11-point game. Here's Stammen, shaking three down the lane. Gives it up to Martin in the right corner. Now to Nasker. Nasker against Francis. Stammen straight away. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Stammen enters the paint area. Looping one-hander, dead run. Got it for two.
He's just going around Daypore like he's not even there.
Money in the bank, Michael Stammen. How many points for him now, Chuck?
That is 26.
Woo. Baseline left. York. Short corner to the rack. Might have been fouled. Laid it up, no good. Got the rebound back. Reach in, foul or jump, what's been called?
Elbow.
Oh, it's a tie-up. Arrow favors Rushi, or I should say, Versailles. That was a tough one there. Looked like York might have gotten bumped twice.
I thought he got bumped on the first shot for sure.
Yep, 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. 13-point lead. Tigers, who've been able to hold Rushi at bay. Rushi's been unable to get it below 10. Here's a steal by Rushi. Pass ahead to Daypore. Picked off by Martin of Versailles. 5:20 to go in the game. Stammen midcourt around Daypore. Drives into the paint. Late feed. Easton up and good.
He gets into the lane anytime he chooses.
Well, the recipient of the pass was Easton. They give all the credit to Stammen. Here's Daypore. Off balance, odd maneuver, deflected shot by the Tigers, who've got the ball. 15-point game now, 4:55 to go. And Daniel Kearns, Chuck, for Rushi, continues to never touch it. Another good drive in the lane. Once again, a good assist to Easton. He's got two more. And the lead has swollen to 17. Biggest separation tonight. Tigers up over the Raiders. Midway fourth quarter on scores.broadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Here at Versailles, the Tigers have opened up a 17-point spread again on Rushi. Here's Kearns, elbow on the left for the Raiders. Deep right corner, York. He jacks it up and drills it. A triple by Jordan York. Down to 14, 53-39. Biggest spread for Versailles was at 53-36. At the 4:30 mark here in the fourth, Tigers now take some air out of it. It's Stahman at midcourt, picked up by Dayport. 4:08 to go. Stahman, top of the circle. Left side pass to Martin. Looks for the cutter, Nasker. Collision occurs. Bodies fly. No foul. Stahman's got the ball. He's got a little space in the paint area. He scoots to the basket. He hits the deck. Was he shoved? I think so. Two more free throws for Stahman. That'll take him up to what? 12, 14?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. This will be 12. 11 and 12.
11th and 12th free throws for Stahman. He shoots and hits. And it's 54-39 in favor of Versailles. How many points for Stahman, Chuck?
That's 27.
He's got 27 of the 54. Second free throw, Stahman up and in. 28 of the 55. The lead to 16 again. Here's Dayport, top of the circle for Rushi. Right side, Carter Francis. He's at the elbow. Bounces to Kearns. Kearns baseline right, twists and turns in the lane. Gave it up to Sherman. 12-footer, good. Sherman knocks it down. 55-41. Versailles' lead is 14, 3:38 to go, fourth quarter.
But besides the 28 points that he's got to have at least 10 assists.
Oh, yeah. Here's another runner, a floater in the lane, Bastaman. He missed one. Proved he's human. Rebound down to York. York at the foul line. Cradles the ball. Goes toward the basket. He's pounded to the ground. Let's see what's been called. Boy, he was hammered to the hardwood. Tigers got a piece of him. Two shots here for York. Boy, if Rushi could get it down to 8 or 9, Chuck, make Versailles feel some pressure. You never know. Psychologically, the game might shift. But Versailles has protected a double-digit lead for three periods. Free throw by York, high archer, good. 55-42, 13-point game. Versailles in the lead. Second shot here by York. Couple, three bounces, a fourth. He spins the ball. Ames in again. 55-43, 12-point game. 3:22 to go. Tigers have got to get a series of stops. Full court pressure. Foul in backcourt as Monier wrapped up Martin. And it's the last of the one-on-one situations. Foul was ruled against Monier of Rushi. That's number 5. He's gone. Well, it would appear now, Chuck, the only way the Raiders can make this interesting down the stretch is if Versailles misses frequently at the stripe.
Yeah, that's the only way they're going to get back into it. I mean, they're down 12, 3:20. I've seen stranger things happen.
Yeah. Free throw by Martin. No good. Boxing out is Kearns. He leaps high to snatch the board. Up ahead to Dayport. Deep left corner. Long jump shot. Rushi, Sherman. No good. Skipped off the rim. Rebound Martin. Tigers. Backcourt to Stahman. He roars up the floor. All the way to the lane. Charlie, blocked on the play by Rushi. Offensive foul anyway against Stahman.
Yeah, Sherman did a nice job. He stayed in there that time. Instead of trying to block the shot, he stayed there and took the charge.
That's what, two or three times Sherman has stood strong and accepted the charge. Here's Dayport down the lane for Rushi. Left-handed looper. Backboard rim, not good. Rebound Tigers, knocked out by Rushi. Opportunity there to get it to 10, and it goes by the boards.
That was a real tough shot right there in a game where you needed the points.
Yep, Stauman, backcourt to Martin. Up ahead, Easton. Versailles attacks. Extra pass. Easton got it back and hooked it in. Versailles beat pressure. 14-point game, 2:44 to go. Dayport tries to light it up from long range. 26-footer glanced off the rim for Rushi. Rebound down to the Tigers. 14-point game. Nasker in backcourt. Up the left side to teammate Easton, and Versailles gets a timeout. It's going to be a tough task now for the Raiders, who trail by 14, 2:31 to go fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Port Laramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
And we're on the air tonight thanks to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, it's Wells Brothers, Inc., growing fast to include 8 expanding divisions. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And gratitude to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Jolene Rinderly owns the shop. Drop in, see her. Tell Jolene you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn east of Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road. It's the gem of Rushi. And thanks as well to Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for more savings. Gaufney in Sydney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Plus Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Brookins also in Fort Loramie, from which you just heard a pre-recorded commercial. No good eating place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. Well, two free throws were just made by the Versailles Tigers. Ryan Martin, then Rushi, tried to hastily get it up the floor. Stauman picked it off, and he drove hard to the cup, was fouled. He's at the stripe, and this game has gotten away seriously from the Rushi Raiders, who are down 16 on the road here at Versailles, 59-43, with 2:15 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Well, Kearns, while all that was going on, Kearns has fouled out of the game, too. I mean, not that it makes a lot of difference at this point.
And did Kearns have a bucket all night? You know,
he had, because he had that three-point play. He ended up with 4 points.
At the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, led in this game 13-9 at 1 point. Had a 13-9 lead, with about 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And since that point in time, as Dayport hits a driving layup for Rushi, to cut it to 61-45. The lead had advanced all the way to 18 in favor of Versailles. But since that point in time, when Rushi led 13-9, the Raiders have scored only 32 points in better than three quarters of play. Here's a steal at midcourt by Dayport for the Raiders. A run out the other direction. Driving left-hand layup is good. 14-point game. Here's Stauman. Firing down the floor for Versailles, trying to beat pressure. it's smacked out by the Tigers.
Stammen, him breathing a little hard right now. They're asking him to do an awful lot. He'll sleep well tomorrow.
Stammen has got a lot of stamina.
He got 30 points, too.
30 points for Stammen of Versailles. My goodness. Here's Martin at midcourt. Right side pass to Heaston, deep in the right corner, 125 to go. Handoff low on the left to a teammate, Nosker. Right back to Heaston, other side of the paint for two. 63-47, Daypour out of control for Rushi. Barges down the lane, a lot of contact, foul. Daypour at the stripe for the Rushi Raiders. Minute 13 to go, 63-47 game. Rushi's offense, Chuck, hasn't clicked ever since late first quarter, and the Raiders have had no answer for Michael Stammen of Versailles.
No, he's gotten into the lane, yeah, especially in the third and fourth quarter, anytime he chose to. He went around the defender and got in the lane and either scored or found somebody to dish it to for a layup.
Yep, sure did. Two free throws by Daypour, good. 63-49. Here is Versailles throwing over the top of pressure. Heaston at the other end. He's got it for two more. York countering for Rushi. All the way to the bucket, it rolled off. 65-49 Tigers. 55 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Up the right side, it's Martin 25 feet away. Out back to Stammen. Michael Stammen has got 30 points for the Versailles Tigers. Foul called against Rushi. 46.2 to go.
Running out of space to put his free throws in the scorebook.
Biggest difference in this game was 18 at 61-43. It's now 16 with 46.2 to go in the fourth quarter. If the Rushi Raiders won last night in the Shelby County League over Botkins, did not respond tonight. Versailles dropped a game to Parkway away from home last evening, but did respond in a big way here this evening against the Rushi Raiders.
Well, a rivalry game like this, they had the excitement, and that carried them into a lead that they haven't relinquished.
Yep, and over the last decade plus, the Versailles Tigers have had a big-time edge over the Rushi Raiders. Dipping his knees at the free throw line at Stammen. In and out, no good. Did Stammen miss both, Chuck?
Missed them both.
What's he at the line tonight? He's tried, what, 14?
I'd have to do some counting.
He's had a slew of them. Here's Rushi with the ball down to 16. Raiders with wholesale changes out there at the moment. On the arc, 25 feet away. Ball is passed off to Michael York. York gives to Logan Gray. Line drive jumper, three-point land. He's a junior, 5'9 guard, short, glanced off the rim, out of bounds. Here come the Tigers with maybe the game's final possession. Versailles up to 16. Stammen gets a big round of applause from the Tigers faithful. He had 30 of Versailles' 65 points in what is going to be a 16-point win. Versailles dribbling out the clock at midcourt. Ball knocked away by Rushi. Rolls into backcourt, goes out of bounds. Versailles will have it with 4.3 to go.
Stammen was 11 of 16 from the free throw line.
11 of 16 at the stripe for Stammen. He poured in 30 points to lead the Versailles Tigers to an easy 65-49 home victory over Rushi here tonight. Simply no contest. Rushi was up 13-9 fairly late in the first quarter. Versailles reeled off 12 straight. Got a double-digit lead early on second quarter, and Rushi never got it below 10 thereafter. Solid victory for the Versailles Tigers, 65-49 over the Rushi Raiders here tonight at the Tigers gym. Versailles ups its mark to 9-7. Meanwhile, Rushi falls to 9-6. We'll take a look at the advanced upcoming schedules for the two clubs. Rushi is at Fairlawn on Friday, home with Ansonia next Saturday. And then a week from next Saturday, 2 weeks from tonight, Rushi's at Delpus Jefferson. idle in the Shelby County League on Friday, February 8th. Mark it down. Rushi's got a home date, a makeup game with the Anna Rockets on Tuesday night, February the 19th. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders advanced schedule is as follows. I'll see if I can find it right here. Not the Rushi Raiders advanced schedule, but the Versailles Tigers advanced slate includes a game at, oh no, that's West Liberty Salem. That's the girls' schedule. Chuck, I'm all thumbs at the
moment. It's been a long day.
I'll find it sooner or later. There it is. Minster, big league game right here Friday night for the Versailles Tigers. And then Versailles has a home date on Saturday, February 2nd, with the Anna Rockets. That's next Saturday. Anna is here after playing the Jackson Center Tigers on Friday at Anna. So a big weekend for Versailles next Friday and Saturday. Minster home on Friday, Anna home on Saturday at Vandalia Butler the following Tuesday. That's become an annual clash for Sales and Vandalia Butler, as the two schools, two of only a few in the area, which start with the letter V.
Good reason to play then.
And Valley View is the third one. But for Sales, Vandalia Butler have been playing now for several years.
Well, Vandalia Butler is a very, very good basketball team.
Yep, and we've got them in Sydney upcoming here in the next 10 days or so. Big 16-point win for Versailles. How did the Tigers get it done, Chuck?
Well, they did it by outscoring them 65-49. Basically, they just they had too much stamina. Yep. They couldn't. They had no answer for that. I thought Jordan York had a terrific game. He had 15 on the other side. Besides stamina, 30. They got 16 out of Heistad, and probably his 16 points. Probably 10 of those. Came off from assist from Stalin. Off of the Clancy players of the game, Jordan York for the players of the game, the Raiders for the Michael Raiders for Michael Stalin,
and that's Clancy Wapak Avenue in City. Wapak Avenue run outstanding food. In fact, fantastic food at Clancy's Wapak in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, if we've run down our anchor underwriting sponsors a few times here tonight, I'd like to remind you we've been on the air thanks to a few new underwriting sponsors. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project at Dan Eilerman Construction. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick, they'll work with you step by step by step. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. Thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, it's got a corner on the market, quality and reliability. If you need trophies, plaques, and awards, call on Regal, 1269 Wapak in Sydney, and Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Fine food. You'll catch the catch of the day every night at Maury's. The baked haddock is outstanding. Open at 6 a.m. Superb breakfasts at Maury's. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie with us. Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Legal Equipment, Jackson Center, U.S. Bank. 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sidney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Earlier today, Minster easily over Anna. Chuck, I'm trying to recall that final
20
score.
Points. I don't remember. It was like 60 to 40 or 50 to 20. I'll find it. Here 52, it is.
52-32?
Here it is. We'll find it. Anna and Minster, 52-30.
52-30. Yeah, close. 22-point game. Minster girls defeated Anna by 22. Also in a game we didn't cover, Fort Loramie won narrowly at Miami East. Tight win for the Redskins, who were nearly shocked today by Miami East, but did win by 3 points on the road here tonight at Versailles. The Tigers boys team routed Rushi by 16, got it to double digits early on second quarter, and Rushi never got it below 10 the rest of the night. Michael Stauman again with 30 points.
He had 30 points and at least 10 assists.
Yes. 30 big points for Michael Stauman to pave the way for the Versailles Tigers. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside stats, color, and on-site engineering. At least tentatively, our next webcast Tuesday night, St. Henry at Fort Loramie. I'm sure head coach Carlos Siegel will have the Lady Redskins revved up after that close call today. Stay abreast of our site, scoresbroadcast.com. In the next 24 to 36 hours, we will update our game schedule for next week. For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.